Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Good morning. How are you? It's Gail from Queensland. And recently I spoke, and I think the young man was called Jack. And I've got a new modem, which I had set up yesterday because I've been having trouble with my internet for months now. But anyway, I still don't have any internet. And Jack organised for the NBN to come today to sort of check it all out. Well, I'm home and all I've got is a text from them to say they've been, which they haven't as far as I'm concerned, and the fault is fixed, but I still have no internet.
Okay, let me just check. Give me a moment. It's Gail Harness.
That's right.
Did the technician visit your place?
No, not as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen anyone. All I've received is a text, or three texts, to say make sure someone's home, make sure there's no dogs there, blah, blah, blah. And then the last text, I'll read it to you. First text, it's NBN, we're on our way. Please ensure someone is over 18, blah, blah, blah. The job, and then I got another text say the NBN job at your location is now completed. So I returned a text and said, I still have no internet, but you can't ring them. They don't give you a phone number.
Gail, just give me a moment, okay? I'm checking.
Okay.
Hello, are you there, Gail?
Yes, I am.
Gail, give me some time. I'll check with Jack on this, okay? And I'm giving you a call back.
He rang me last night to sort of let me know that the MBM was coming, blah, blah, blah. He's been very helpful, but the MBN have not spoken to me. They've said they've been here, but I don't know how because I'm in a gated area. Anyway, okay, no worries. So you'll ring me back, will you?
Yes, Ivan.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
No worries.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.